Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. Golfers, listen, because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. The Duke, Robert DeCose, is in master control. Hello, fellow golfers. We do this for you. We couldn't do it without you. And we are locked and loaded for another big show today as we talk golf. On Tee to Green today, one of the all-time greats and a member of the Teaching Hall of Fame, Jim McClain, will be here. Lots of people know him from his teaching and from the Jim McClain Golf School. But he's worked with Ben Crenshaw, Tom Kite, Lexi Thompson, Christy Kerr, Sergio Garcia, just to name a few. What a lot of people don't know about Jim McClain is that he was an All-American golfer and a really good one at the University of Houston back in the early 1970s when Houston began its college golf dynasty under legendary coach Dave Williams. It's a great story, and Jim McClain was there at the beginning, at the start. He tells us how it all began in a brand new, terrific book called The Houston Dynasty, Tales from College Golf's Greatest Team, and he'll be on today to share some of those stories with us here on Tee to Green. Then later in the hour, well, we're going to look at what's the latest on Tiger Woods, and the news on Tiger is not good. Straight ahead today on Tee to Green.
They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. Stream live at sportsbyline.com. You can also hear us, too, on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, worldwide on the American Forces Network, and on great radio stations around the country as well. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We're teeing it up and talking golf with Jim McClain today on Tee to Green.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Drivers who switch their home and auto with Progressive could save money and time. Other things try to do this, but they really don't. Like the touchscreen at fast food places. It's not like you save time because it takes you longer to use a touchscreen than, I don't know, someone who works there. And another thing, you'd think it would save money because they're not paying a cashier, right? But no, same price. Also, why is there an option to tip? Who am I tipping? Exactly. Anyway, even if you can't save money and time with some things, you could with a Progressive home and auto bundle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. That's what we like to call it here on Tee to Green, the golf show, where we talk golf every Sunday. How you doing? Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with co-host Debbie O'Connell. We've got Robert DeCosa, the Duke, in Master Control on another great show lined up for you today as we talk golf. Let's say hello to Debbie. Debbie, are you there?
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Tee to Green, the golf show. We have an incredible, incredible guest to share with you today, the great Jim McLean, who is a teacher you've all heard of. Besides a great teacher, he is an author, and he has a recent book that he wrote, and it's entertaining, it's insightful, it's about the Houston dynasty where Jim went to college and other amazing professionals went to college. Jim, are you there with us on the line?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's so great to have you on. This is Debbie O'Connell. I'm an LPGA professional, and I've admired your work for so many years. Let's get right into the book and share with us, you know, why is now the right time to tell this story of the University of Houston dynasty?
Well, there's a lot of stories in there that from our years with 40 guys on the golf team, which is very unusual to have that many people on a golf team together. There are a lot of things that happen, a lot of funny things that happen. I had a lot of great players that I played with that became British Open champions, PGA champions, U.S. Open champions, And, you know, some of the stories are a little touchy, probably. We all get together and tell these great stories when we are together. There's so many things that happened over my 4 years at Houston. And I thought it was the right time to tell it. I talked to Jim Nance about it, of what great dynasties in other sports. No one's really spoke about the dynasty that we had at the University of Houston.
Well, I remember Jim telling the story at the Masters that he played at Houston along with Fred Couples, and they were great friends, I believe even roommates, and they would literally practice him commentating Fred winning the Masters and then putting the jacket on and doing the entire interview. And then it happened. And I remember crying watching the Masters, which is coming up, as we know, very soon. Share any more insights of that story you may have.
Well, I definitely put that story in the book. Jim Nance has been a very good friend of mine. He was a very good friend of Ken Venturi, who helped me a lot in my life. I was a U.S. Open champion. But Freddie and Jim Nance and Blaine McAllister all lived together in a dorm room. And you're right. Jim Nance always wanted to be a broadcaster, and he knew Freddie Couples was super gifted, so they would practice in the room the coverage of how Freddie won the tournament. And sure enough, Freddie went on to be the number one player in the world and also win the Masters with Nance doing the broadcast. So it's kind of a miracle that happened there. But that's a true story.
Okay, I think we're back. We had some technical difficulties and got bumped off the air right there. But Debbie, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, Devin's not there, but Jim McClain is with us. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Everything's good down here in Miami. We're super busy teaching, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, I apologize for the technical difficulties. I don't know how much of the introduction and how much went out on the air, but I'll just recap for our listeners. Jim McClain has been one of the best-known and leading figures in golf for the past half century, breaking onto the golf scene back in the 1970s as an All-American golfer at the University of Houston. There was a brief flirtation with pro golf, professional golf, before turning to teaching and starting to run golf schools. Through the years, he's worked with Tom Kite, Lexi Thompson, Ben Crenshaw, Christy Kerr, Sergio Garcia. A little over 30 years ago, he started the Jim McClain Golf School, and it remains one of the top golf schools, not just in the country, but in the world. He's in just about every golf teaching Hall of Fame there is, and still going strong in his mid-70s, and now he's come full circle as an author. He started at the University of Houston as a player, and he's written a new book called The Houston Dynasty, Tales from College Golf's Greatest Team. And again, we welcome Jim McClain to Tee to Green today. Jim, first question, before we talk a little bit about the book, let's talk about teaching. Every time through the years when we've had a big-name golf instructor or teacher like a Butch Harmon or David Ledbetter or Hank Haney on the show, I've always asked him, if someone comes to you and they're a 20 or 25 handicap golfer and they want to get better, that's one thing. But when a Ben Crenshaw or a Lexi Thompson comes to you and they're one of the top players already in the world, they've won major championships, where do you start with someone like that versus a 15, 20, or 25 handicapper?
Well, for me, working with Lexi Thompson and Christy Kerr and quite a few other young players, I really enjoyed the development part where we did all aspects of the game when they were younger. Christy ended up being the number one player in the world, and Lexi got to number two in the world. Of course, they were both, you know, great juniors and great amateurs. Then your question really goes to somebody comes to you who's already on the PGA Tour, like recently when I've worked with Russell Henley or Gary Williams. Well, yeah, they're already great players, but they are looking for something new. I mean, something that can push them a little bit further, maybe get them an edge and jump up in the rankings and maybe win a major championship or get on a national team. I know with Russell Henley, he wanted to get back in the top 50 players in the world. He wanted to make a Ryder Cup or a President's Cup team. You know, so we set out some goals. We had to discover what part of his game needed to be tweaked a little bit. And, you know, that's how you start. You know, you get a plan of what needs to be done, and then we have to have the time to work on those things to give you good drills or change the way you're thinking maybe of how you practice.
I love what you just said, that amateurs can take away from that is, one, set the goals and then know what it's going to take to put it in to play in terms of making the plan. And make sure as an amateur you're willing to put the plan in that it takes to reach the goal. Because I'm sure you've had it, Jim, too, where you might have some students who want to achieve something, but they don't have the time or they don't put the time in as an amateur as opposed to the professional where it's a full-time job. So I absolutely love that advice. And it doesn't seem like it's much, right? You said tweak some things. How much technology, Jim, are you using today in your teaching?
Well, we use just about everything. We have everything available. We're completing a 3-day school. I do the first 2 days, and then they finish up today. But we had 15 people in the school, most of them 15 to 26 handicappers. And, you know, I worked them very hard on setup, on how to feel their balance, how to move the body back and forth, how to actually get a swing of the golf club. We worked a tremendous amount on centrifugal force and taking the tension out of the swing. But we have force plates inside. We've got the new TrackMan 3D setup inside. And I'm a big believer in videos. We do a videotape series every year with my teachers. We have 20 teachers and 7 assistants just here at the Biltmore, and then another 6 at Miami Beach. We do a study at the end of the year of the top 100 players in the world, and we've been doing that forever. And we're looking to see all the little things that are happening in the golf swing and what are the commonalities? What are they doing the same? And then, of course, there's a lot of individual things that are going on in a swing. There's no one way to swing a golf club, but there are some key things that we try to teach all of our students that we know are the real fundamentals of golf.
And now you're an author. Your book, your latest is called The Houston Dynasty, Tales from College Golf's Greatest Team. And we want to get into that. We've got a couple of segments we're doing today with Jim McLean.
Okay.
Thank goodness for that, because we had the technical issue and we lost most of this first segment. But the book has just been released. The foreword is by Jim Nance, a guy who played golf after you came along at the University of Houston and was part of national championship teams, as were you, under legendary head coach Dave Williams. 16 national championships in less than 30 years. And we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and get into the book, The Houston Dynasty, with our guest today, Jim McLean, who's with us today here on Tee to Green. And then coming up later in the hour, a little bit about Tiger Woods and the personal problems and his struggles continuing after an arrest this week for DUI in Florida. It's all straight ahead today. Stay with us on Tee to Green.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the Tax Helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's what we do here every Sunday. Tee to Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie, and we continue with our guest, the great Jim McLean from the Jim McLean Golf School, a guy who's a member of the Golf Teachers Hall of Fame and also a member of just about every golf teaching Hall of Fame there is out there. Busy man, busy schedule, but yet he found time to write a book called The Houston Dynasty, Tales from College Golf's Greatest Team. He played at the University of Houston back in the early 1970s, was part of several national championship teams under legendary head coach Dave Williams. I said 16 national championships, Jim. It's 17, actually, national championships something like 30 years under Dave Williams. This is a book that has probably just been sitting there waiting for somebody to tell this story for years and years and years. How did it come about that you were the man to tell the story?
Well, I've got a lot of great friends that I played with during those years. John Mahaffey won the PGA. Bill Rogers won the British Open. Fuzzy Zeller just passed away. He won the Masters and the U.S. Open. And many, many others. Guys from other teams, Crenshaw and Kite at University of Texas. We played them nonstop. And there are just so many great things that happened, so many fun things that happened during that 30-year span when Coach Williams won all of these national championships. There's just really been nothing like that in golf. But, you know, we all didn't think Coach Williams knew too much, but after I got out of college, I remember a lot of things that he did to toughen us up, to really hype up the competition, make it really difficult to play, and get us to pick ourselves up off the ground and you know, continue to fight on. Not too many guys stayed. I had 17 freshmen that came in with me, and only two of us survived, came back the next year. A lot of those other players knew that it would be tough to play there, and they could go play for another team. Or maybe they could have hung in there and made it. But as it was, a lot of guys come and a lot of guys left. But there were a lot of characters. There were a lot of unbelievable things. We had 40 guys in one dorm in Texas. We roomed with the University of Houston basketball team. So there was a lot of crazy things that happened, and I wrote a lot about those insane things that happened, and a lot of great golf happened, too. And we got to see, I got to see Ben Hogan play, you know, when he'd come down to see Jackie Burke each year. And Jackie was a mentor to all of us at Champions.
Jim, what would be one interesting story that you could share with us today?
Well, Muhammad Ali came to fight Buster Mathis, and a few of us went down. We could go to the training for like $2 or some ridiculously low number. And we went down twice to watch Ali train. And there was a guy with him, Bundini Brown, who stayed right next to Ali. And this stayed with me my whole life. He stayed right next to Ali and told him he was the greatest. He was born to be the champion, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, and stayed right next to him for an hour workout. And I was thinking Ali, with such a huge ego, still needed somebody there with him, besides Angelo Dundee, to be with him as he trained. And as I've worked with a lot of tour players and great young players that have done fabulous things, I know they need that pumping up. I know they need somebody to tell them that I believe in them, that they can do it. And you competed, so you know what that's like, to have somebody to have confidence in you.
And you also drew comparisons and a parallel between Bundini Brown and Muhammad Ali to your coach at Houston, Dave Williams.
Yeah, exactly. Coach Williams used to embarrass us. You know, we'd be in for dinner, and he'd start going, "Cougars, Cougars, 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 Cougars," you know, and we'd go, "Oh, my," we'd go under the desk, you know, we'd be so embarrassed. he'd say, "We got the greatest team in the country here." And he'd kind of make an announcement to everyone in the dining room, you know, and it was like not something you felt like you wanted to hear, but you kind of did want to hear it, actually. So he was always big on pumping us up, making us feel good, making us always walking like champions and standing the right way, good body language. He was really big on that, and that's definitely helped me my whole life.
And like a lot of great coaches, there was a method to his madness, right?
Yeah. Yes, there was. Yes, there was. And we had, you know, these competitions to play. We were only five guys played on the traveling team, so it was tremendous competition, and there was really good players. So, you know, when it got, we had a lot of qualifyings. Every week we played every day, and we played right from the tips, and we shot a score, and that would get you into a final qualifying, and maybe you'd have a 6-for-1 or 6-for-2 spots, because if you played in the tournament and Houston won, which we almost won all of them, but if your score counted, then you were exempt. And that would be maybe one spot open some weeks, not all weeks, but some weeks you'd have a chance to get, you know, pick off one spot.
That's incredible competition. Was that unusual at that time? Because now I think today they usually have 8 to 10 players on a team, and you had 40 competing, which, wow, I can't even imagine the competition that you had every week. Was it unusual for teams to keep 40 players?
You know, yeah. Some teams had 20, but most teams had, like you said, 9 or 10. He had the ability to give more of these six-month scholarships or one-year scholarships to you get guys to come and see if they could play. That was very unusual. There were guys that really had no chance when they got there as a freshman. Yeah, it was very tough to come in as a freshman player because the guys were so good and so tough. And also, for me, coming from Seattle, Washington, as did Freddie Couples, I helped recruit Freddie, actually, but from Seattle, Washington to Houston, Texas, arriving in August is quite a shock to the system. And then you got to go out, and they shaved our heads as freshmen. We had to wear a sandwich board to school. They put a wiffle ball on our head. It's part of that old school initiations that they did at fraternities, et cetera, that were pretty tough back then. I think they're still doing initiations, but, probably not to the extent that we did.
Well, with Jim McClain, the book is called The Houston Dynasty, Tales from College Golf's Greatest Team, the University of Houston, Baldwin House. What was Baldwin House, Jim?
It was a brick building that housed us. We ate all our meals there. We ate our meals with the University of Houston basketball team. They were very good. They lost to UCLA in the Final Four the year before, and they were really good that year. A bunch of great guys. We had a lot of big ping pong events downstairs. We were upstairs, and we had two people in a room on each side, and then you shared a bathroom. And if you walked out the door, you could get killed by a one iron being hit down the hallway. Guys would hit one irons down the hallway, and had some huge dents in the car in the doorways. And we had a couple of dryers and washers up on our floor. You could clean your clothes, and we also had to take. Clean the shoes of the upperclassmen. We had to clean their shag bags. You guys know what the dirt is like in Texas. That clay sticks to your car and it's hard to take off. Yeah, Steve, we had to do that. That was
the book is called. Yeah, the book is called The Houston Dynasty. It's out now. It's full of great stories like that. Jim McClain, the author, forwarded by Jim Nance. Jim, thanks for joining us today. We talk more about the book, but we'll just help people go out and pick up a copy.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days, and we do appreciate you joining us. So whatever your way, your means of listening might be. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie, I thought it was interesting. You had a great, you asked Jim McLean a great question about technology and how much technology plays into teaching these days. And I'm sure that since he's been doing it, he was doing it since the 1970s, he's had to reinvent himself many, many times through the years. I've put the same question to you. You've been doing it a while now. How much have you had to reinvent yourself using technology that wasn't possible to use a few years back?
It's a constant, continual learning challenge, which is great. It's exciting. And that's what, you know, the PGA show, so these great teachers, including Jim McLean and many others, will do seminars and presentations because, you know, they're always on the cutting edge. But as a teacher, you want to be on that cutting edge and continue to stay up on the newest technology, what's out there, and learning it and becoming efficient at using it as well. And years ago, it was a big old, you know, those big cameras with a VHS in there. That was how you used video years ago. And then you'd go back inside, you put it in on the TV, and then you'd do a little slow motion, and that would be it to analyze. Now it's just incredible. And you use your iPhone or an iPad out there for video. But I think a big thing that's come over the last probably 10 years was ground force, and really how people get distance by using the ground force and then the plates that can measure exactly where your weight shift is. And that's what Jim mentioned. Like, they have the tools to measure ground force where you are. And he works on, you know, one thing that hasn't changed, which Jim mentioned, is fundamentals. And he said he will work with everyone, make sure their fundamentals are perfect for them. He said there's not one ideal swing model he teaches, but there's a model he follows in his teaching. I don't know his. I know he has the 8-step swing model. He wrote a book about that. It's so important to get the setup correct, and I think that's where many amateurs miss out. You know, and they might love to go and look at the technology. What's the spin ratio? What's the launch angle? You know, and what's the ball speed? And look all of that, and then positions and ground force and everything. And then you can measure how many degrees your shoulder's turning back compared to your hip turn back, and then your sequence of events. There's so much we can know, and it's so important to get the setup right to start out.
Yeah, if the basics or the fundamentals are not correct, it makes everything else that follows, that comes afterward, that much more difficult, right?
100%. And, you know, there were a couple great lessons I would love our audience to take away from Jim. No matter how good you use the technology and your performance skills are in golf, what he said that his coach did, Coach Dave, in college was, you know, what he heard from Muhammad Ali, right, the confidence. And it doesn't have to be cocky confidence, but you need to have confidence. And he said to him, your body language is key. Walk like a champion. And his coach made them do that. And I think, I mean, that was huge. The other lesson is not just the body language, which gives you confidence, and you walk like a champion, you think like a champion, then you play like a champion. And then the story with Jim Nance and Fred Couples about them practicing the Masters winning ceremony with Jim as the broadcaster and Freddie as the champion of the Masters, who went on to be number one player in the world. They would practice that. So visualization is a key too. You know, see yourself shooting the scores you want to shoot. See yourself hitting the shots you want to hit. And then walk like the champion and believe in yourself. And that along with all that technology can make you, you know, reach your fullest potential.
Yeah, that leads us right into what I wanted to talk about in this segment a little bit. Speaking of acting like and believing in yourself as far as a champion goes, and what is going on these days with Tiger Woods. Boy, I'll tell you what, how the mighty have fallen really applies here. Tiger's personal life is back in the spotlight again. This past week, he crashed his Land Rover near his home at Jupiter Island, Florida, and he was arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor DUI with property damage. He also refused to submit to a lawful urine test. No one was hurt in the incident, but a lot of legal experts say that Woods' 2017 arrest for reckless driving could factor into his eventual punishment. Now, the statutory maximum for DUI in Florida is 9 months in jail. Now, there's probably no way that Tiger is going to face 9 months in jail, but he could face some jail time. Back in 2017, he was arrested after officers found him asleep in his Mercedes, and prescription drugs and marijuana were later detected in his system. He pleaded guilty to reckless driving, entered a diversion program, which led to probation and a small fine. That's a typical punishment, a typical path for first-time offenders. But after that, Tiger is no longer a first-time offender. Prosecutors may also bring up his crash outside of Los Angeles in 2021 when he rolled his SUV several times and sustained severe leg injuries. There was no odor of alcohol or sign of narcotics at the scene. He was never charged with a crime after that. But following Friday's accident in which he tried to pass a truck hauling a pressure washer and ended up clipping the truck and flipping his vehicle, he was administered a breathalyzer. No alcohol was detected. However, officers who responded said Woods showed signs of impairment and subsequently made the arrest. If you've seen any of the booking photos of Tiger, he just looks awful in those, and I'm sure there's body cam footage which will work against him also, Debbie, when this goes to trial.
Yeah, I believe definitely the body cam footage will show a lot. It'll be very revealing. You know, I looked up some also about the laws, and it looks like the second DUI penalty within 5 years. So his first one was in 2017. As you said, there was no DUI driving under the influence in 2021 that was put on his record. So it is more than 5 years. So it'll be interesting if this being the second time goes to the next level of penalty, which is yet to be seen, obviously. But yeah, Tiger, and you know, when you look at how much pain this man has been in, right? I mean, he can handle pain pretty well. We saw him win a golf tournament with a broken leg. Between what he did with the Navy SEALs that injured his body, his back, and his surgeries, and then that accident where they considered amputating his leg because of the such severity of the injuries. They did not. And it just seems like he may be addicted to the pain medication. That's just a thought on my part and no idea. But you wonder what he feels like every day waking up. You know, no excuse for what he's doing, obviously. And you want him to get off of those drugs because they are addicting. They're horrible for you. And obviously they impair your judgment because he was speeding. The gentleman who was driving the vehicle carrying a pressure washer saw this vehicle coming up on him on Jupiter Island, which I've been on that road. It's not a very big road. And he noticed he was just speeding. And he pulled to the right as far as he could, but Tiger still clipped the back part of the trailer to flip over.
Yeah, what we're looking at is a disturbing pattern, though, of behavior over the last few years. And there was a great, in Golf Digest, Joel Beal editorialized, and the title of the editorial was called "Tiger Woods is Not Okay." And I'm just going to read from the first paragraph here. He says, he starts out saying, something's wrong with Tiger Woods. We don't know the struggle's precise shape, but it's there. It has been there. The evidence is not subtle, and it's not new. That is the sad and disconcerting thing. And until it is reckoned with honestly, everything else is secondary. And I think that's a pretty powerful statement right there from Joel Beal in Golf Digest.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? We're not in Tiger's shoes. And, you know, there's no judgment that anyone can make because you don't know exactly what's going on. But you do, we all hope, because Tiger is still is such a fan. My mom called me a couple days before this accident. She called me and she said, hey, are you watching Tiger Woods? He's playing in that PGL league tonight.
Yeah.
She was
yeah.
so excited. She said, it's so exciting to see him playing. And that big smile of his and that charisma, what he has done for this game and to bring in the fans he's brought in has been tremendous. But you don't want that to be at the cost of his personal life, right? And he as a man. And I know he has so many fans just rooting for him. You know, the talk of him trying to get ready for this year's Masters before this accident had people so excited that Tiger might be playing. He hasn't been in contention in the years he's playing. We know it's a physical challenge for him to play, and he has hardly played maybe 10 rounds of competitive golf over the last 5 years even. And but people get excited about it. It would increase viewership just to have Tiger in the tournament. It would be, you know, you can't get more people there who, you know, they sell out every year, so it's not about that. But it's just the impact is amazing. And he has all those people, I'm sure, rooting for him to take care of himself and improve whatever is going on in his world and come back as a healed man, right? Physically, yeah. emotionally, yeah. wherever his healing might need to be.
And how crazy is this timing-wise? Last week on the show, we had Gavin Newsham on, who wrote the book Project Tiger. One of the things we talked about was the price that Tiger has paid for greatness from a very young age, and how his childhood was affected. We compared Tiger to people like Michael Jackson and Britney Spears and others who grew up in the spotlight, never really had a normal childhood or a normal life, and paid the price. And I guess Tiger is still paying the price.
Yeah, he is. And I think a lot of the price he's paying is about the physical injuries and then a potential. I don't know if there's an addiction, but there's, you know, obviously he uses something because he's under the influence, or he has been in these. I don't want to say anything that's not an actual fact that we know out there, but we know he's been under the influence. So, yeah, he continues to pay the price, and his, you know, and I think it's part of it just to hold his body together and wake up to be able to move.
But I
hope he mentally, emotionally, physically can heal the best he can and take care of himself as a person well before anything golf and all of his other commitments. But take care of you, Tiger. You got a bunch of people rooting for you out here.
Joel Beal concluded his editorial in Golf Digest saying, the golf can wait. It's waited before. The difference now is what's at stake isn't a green jacket or a record or a comeback story. It's all about Tiger. We'll take a break. Back with more of Tee to Green right after this.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, We have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Another hour just flying by today here on Tee to Green with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. And we're not done yet. In the business of golf, Debbie, Jack Nicklaus in the news. He sued his own company, and he won. How about that?
How about that, Jack? He wins everything, doesn't he?
He does. He completed reacquisition of his name, image, and likeness held by the Nicklaus Companies 5 months after winning a defamation lawsuit against the former owner of the company that bears his name. The decision allows Jack to take back ownership of marks like the iconic golden bear that's used on all of his apparel. His current golf course design projects will now fall under Nicklaus Design. This all started back in 2007 when he sold the rights to his company to millionaire banker Howard Milstein for $145 million. Jack stayed on, kept working for Milstein and Nicklaus Companies through 2017 when he left, but he signed a five-year no-compete clause. After that clause expired 5 years later, 2022, Nicklaus started designing courses on his own. So the Nicklaus Company started suing him. A year later, he countersued the Nicklaus Companies. The suit came to a head in October. He won, and the deal was completed this past week when a six-person jury found Nicklaus Companies did not participate in the false publishing of facts that damaged his reputation and exposed him to ridicule, hatred, distrust, and contempt. Apparently, they allegedly were telling everyone in the golfing world that Jack Nicklaus had a secret deal with the Saudis and he was going to be running LIV Golf. Jack said, not true, countersued, and won.
Well, there you go. You can't just say anything about anyone. You know, thank goodness that people can defend themselves. Way to go, Jack.
Yeah. He's had to sue his own company, but he won. As you said earlier, Jack always wins. Our thanks to Jim McClain joining us today. The book is called The Houston Dynasty. Pick up a copy. It's a great read. Tales from College Golf's Greatest Team. Thanks to Jim for joining us today. And that's going to do it. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Robert DeCosa. I'm Jay Ritchie. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.